News Talk 1620 WTAW, taking some time this afternoon to get caught up with what's happening at Hope Pregnancy Center. And Tracy Frank is here, and we're going to spend most of the time talking about a big name coming to town.
Yes, there is.
Let's hear about Dr. Ben Carson.
Well, we're very excited. We're partnering with the A&M College of Medicine's chapter of the Christian Medical Association and Aggie Sisters for Christ to bring in Dr. Benjamin Carson. I've been hearing ads on the radio for him to run for president, but putting that aside, we're hoping that he'll come down in August and speaking at Rudder Auditorium.
And how did all this come about?
Well, we were sitting around thinking about who we could bring in and to really get some name recognition and some attendance on the events. You know, there's so many wonderful things to attend here in town that sometimes we run into a little competition. So we thought about Dr. Carson as a medical professional and Hope Pregnancy Center expanding our medical services, and it just seemed to fit. And he was available in August, and I thought, well, that's great. I won't have to compete with anything other than Howdy Week. So we're bringing him in August, and really looking forward to it.
Now, the reason why we're talking about this now, even though Dr. Carson's coming in August, this happens to be the week that you're going to be opening up ticket sales.
Yes. Ticket sales at the Rudder Auditorium box office go on sale tomorrow on the 15th. And we also have for sale event sponsorships, and these will only be available through Hope Pregnancy Center. And the event sponsorship will allow two people to attend the private reception with Dr. Carson prior to the program, and then also two tickets for premium seats at Rudder Auditorium and a free parking pass, which is always great on campus, a free parking pass. So they'll all be included in a sponsorship package for $1,000.
Let's hear a little bit more about Dr. Carson for those who are not familiar about his medical background.
Well, there's a whole movie that I've seen that's called Gifted Hands, and that's where we get the title of our program, Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives. And he's a famous neurosurgeon and just recently retired. And I think he came to the forefront recently at the 2013 National Prayer Breakfast, where he spoke truth to power and got a lot of acclaim for that on his positions for healthcare and other significant things that are important to people today on the national forefront.
And now all that combined into making him your target for this year.
Yes, sir, it did.
Again, August 26, 7 p.m. Over at Rudder Auditorium is where Dr. Carson's going to speak. Again, the program titled Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives, again, proceeds to benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center. You made a reference to expanding medical services.
Yes. In the past few months, our services or the number of clients who are coming in has really increased, the women and men that we're seeing. We are really looking at a pretty good growth spurt. And right now, this summer, we're running a pilot program with two local doctors to do STD testing, and we're looking to expand that service later. Right now, we're looking for more space. We hope to expand just the size of our ministry, and then with the increased space, we're hoping then to expand services.
Visiting with Tracy Frank of the Hope Pregnancy Center, and let me just have you expand. You just defined the word ministry.
Yes. Well, Hope Pregnancy is a faith-based nonprofit, and we do want to reach out and serve people, and we are evangelical in nature. We share the gospel with those that come through the door, and we really believe in showing the love of Christ with everyone that comes through and providing not only for their spiritual needs, but also their medical needs and their material needs. So we're providing with the services that we have an educational program, which is an Earn While You Learn, and parents can come through and take those classes, earn points, and with the points they can get a new crib, a new car seat, new baby clothes, and diapers. So we provide each year over 60,000 to 70,000 diapers, along with the other new equipment that is given. It's not hand-me-downs, it's everything is new.
Share the numbers.
Last year we saw 1,571 women and men. This year we're on track to see over 1,800. Includes not only residents of Bryan and College Station, but also surrounding area. At least 15% come from outside the county. We serve students from both A&M and Blinn, and we also serve a significant number of international students, which is always fun. So in any given day or any class, see people from China, Iraq, India, Pakistan, just from all over the world. So that's kind of an interesting aspect.
I'm going to get back around to a final reminder about Dr. Carson's appearance in August, but I know that fundraising is always somewhere on this radar, but I think also, if I recall from prior conversations, volunteers are always welcomed.
Yes. Peer counseling volunteers, both women and men, are needed desperately. We always get a significant portion of our volunteers from A&M students, and they've all left us for the summer. So we need to have that replaced. Our training has been simplified and put online, so you don't have to worry about attending a specific schedule training class. You can come in, pick up an application, go through an interview process, and then start your training online. And then once you've completed that, you begin the training in the counseling room, first shadowing one of our experienced counselors, and then being shadowed, and then we turn you loose.
And what are the qualities are you looking for in a volunteer?
Someone who is wants to impact lives, caring, a good listener, and you don't have to have previous counseling experience. You don't have to have had a baby. You don't have to have had an abortion. We just need you to want to participate in this endeavor and to share with people who need help.
As for those that you see, again, you don't say women without including men.
Yes.
side by side. So where are they in their lives if there's a general makeup of a couple that comes in?
Well, there's usually about three different types of people that we see. All our services are totally free, and a lot of the doctors and the prenatal clinic in the clinics in the community want a verification of pregnancy before they start their services. So we are the starting point with anyone who's going to get Medicaid to fund their pregnancy. So people come in and they're just excited about being pregnant. They may be married, they may not be married, but they just need that verification of pregnancy so they can go get their Medicaid. And so we see probably about 60% of our clients fall in that category. But the next 40% is divided between people who are facing what we would traditionally see as a crisis pregnancy. They don't know for sure what they're going to do. There's a lot of pressure. They may be in school. They may be working and afraid of what's going to happen with their income. And so they are there to really find out what their options are, who can help, how they can be helped, et cetera. And a lot of college students sometimes don't know what help is out there. They don't know that there's ways for them to stay in school. They don't understand the different services that are available. And when you're in a crisis, you're really not thinking straight. So they need somebody who can sit down and say, okay, here are the resources available to you. Here's how you can stay in school. Here's how you can get housing. Here's how you can get medical care. And we want to provide that information to them. And then we also have, as I mentioned before, the international students who are having their first baby, usually here in a foreign country, far away from home, and they just want to know, what does that look like? How do I fit in? What's available to me? And really a lot of times just learning the words necessary to negotiate the process of going to the doctor and everything that's involved there.
And it really doesn't stop at Hope Pregnancy Center after the pregnancy is verified and even after the child is born.
Correct, because what we do offer, too, are the education classes, the parenting education. And all our classes are free. We have a childbirth education, preparation education class that's taught by local doctors and nurses. That's a free class offered on a Saturday. We also have what's called Dr. Dad and a fatherhood class, which really helps the men understand what's going on. It's taught by men, and some of those classes are taught by doctors also, and really helps them hands-on experience. And we have nutrition, breastfeeding, postpartum depression, just a lot of different classes where new parents can learn about parenting and what's going on through the pregnancy process. By taking those classes, they earn points, and with the points, they can shop in Hannah's Closet and get a new crib, a new car seat, new baby clothes, diapers, everything that's needed. And those classes and the material assistance has really been growing over the past few years. We've seen over 600% increase since 2010 in the number of people taking our classes. So it's really important there to have the community come behind us and host baby showers, donate diapers. We've had the Core School and Brazos Christian School do big diaper drives for us. Aggie Sisters for Christ have done diaper drives. So it's a really important aspect of the community helping us.
Visiting with Tracy Frank of Hope Pregnancy Center, I also understand there's even a faith-based component even.
Yes.
And if you could talk about some of those examples.
Well, what we do is in talking with somebody in a crisis pregnancy, that's usually a point where they're pretty reachable, and they want to know how they're going to get through this. And for us, we believe that the best way to get through it is to have Christ. And so we share the gospel. We also deal with people who have had abortions in their past, and they're dealing with a lot of regret and just depression or different things that really make them feel like they can't talk about it. And we offer surrender the secret and forgiven and set free to those who are suffering from the real trauma of abortion. And we help these people get plugged into local churches. We have actually a couple of men who are pastors who are volunteering, and they helped, you know, with that, with discipling and getting people plugged into churches, and so that's very important.
Well, I'm even aware of at least one Bible study.
Yes, the Forgiven and Set Free is a Bible study, and also Surrender the Secret. And we also have a class that is a kind of a walk through the Bible that's very beneficial. And it's fun, too, because we have a lot of international students that take that class. So it becomes interesting when you talk to people from various faith backgrounds. And that's a neat class to be involved in.
Well, as we wrap up, let's return to the upcoming appearance by Dr. Ben Carson, and tickets going on sale tomorrow.
Yes, tickets go on sale. You can go to our website, partnerwithhope.org, and either click on a sponsorship link, and that will tell you how you can purchase the event sponsorship and be able to attend the private reception, or you can click the ticket link, and that will take you right to the Rutter Auditorium box office. And you can buy your tickets through the box office right there. Pick out your seats. And there's various levels. Tickets start from $50 and go on up to $125. And there are some student discounts. And then the event sponsorship, as I said before, is $1,000.
And for those who may have heard about volunteering, or someone who may want to come visit you as a potential client, how do they go about finding you?
They can, clients can visit our HopePregnancy.org website and find out all about our services there. We're located at 205 Brentwood Drive, and our phone number is 979-695-9193. There are ways of making appointments online through our HopePregnancy.org website. And so sometimes we have those available online, or they just need to call and make an appointment.
Appreciate the update.
Well, thank you very much, Bill.
Tracy Frank, Hope Pregnancy Center, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.